soul felt his worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
bank balance. He tracks your allowance. Yes, he's informed. He'd like to be fair, but that'll get him nowhere. It's a tough world. He'll don his red suit and he'll fly through the sky. Yes, he'll fly through the sky. Send him a letter, but just remember that Santa Claus likes rich kids better.
A Christmas song turning 20 years old this year. It is music from Vancouver indie pop band Young and Sexy with their song Santa Claus Likes Rich Kids Better. I certainly hope that is not the case, but every year it seems to be more and more. Santa Claus Likes Rich Kids Better. That's from the 2004 compilation album. It's a Team Mint Xmas Volume 2, a compilation album of Mint Records artists coming together to bring holiday music. In the middle, it is music from one of the biggest folk artists to emerge in the 1980s, Tracy Chapman, with her take on Oh Holy Night. Here's why I love that particular take from Tracy Chapman on Oh Holy Night. Typically, when you hear Oh Holy Night, it is done with such bravado and drama that it can be over the top. I just absolutely love Tracy Chapman's understated approach to that song. There's something just cozy about her take on Oh Holy Night. That comes from the Christmas compilation album, A Very Special Christmas, Volume 3, released in 1997. And then starting off the second hour, it is indie rock singer-songwriter Amy Mann with her take on the Christmas classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas. That's off her holiday album, One More Drifter in the Snow. We're going to continue this annual holiday extravaganza here on Girly So Groovy. Right now, it is music from Tracy Thorn. Now, of course, Tracy Thorn is one half of the duo Everything But the Girl. It was a few years ago she released her Christmas album. It opens with the song Joy. Whenever I play this Christmas album for company or when guests are over and it's just on in the background, this particular song seems to catch so many people's ears. There is just such a heartfelt message to the song Joy. It's a song I carry in my heart, especially when I think about two people that also love this song. Mike and Laura, two people I carry in my heart every day, not just at the holidays. Here is Tracy Thorn with Joy here on Girly So Groovy.
When someone very dear calls you with the words, everything's all clear. That's what you want to hear, but you know it might be different in the new year. That's why we hang the lights so high. Joy, 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 joy. Loved it as a kid, and now you need it more than you ever did. It's because of the dark we see the beauty in the spark. That's why the carols make you cry. Joy, joy. Snow. Be-
This Christmas I'll be wishing for just two gifts. Waking up next to you to one sweet kiss. And if this ain't love, then love just don't exist. La 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 la
wishing you a holly jolly Christmas all the way from Motown. It is Kim Weston, Motown recording artist, with her song Wish You a Merry Christmas. That was released as a single in 1962 on Motown Records and is now available on the Kim Weston compilation album, The Story of Kim Weston, Hits and Rarities. In the middle, it is Nashville recording artist Nikki Lane with a holiday torch song. Fa la 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 love ya is the name of the song. That comes from the compilation album, An Americana Christmas. And then, of course, we kicked off that set with Tracy Thorne, one half of Everything But the Girl from her holiday album, Tinsel and Lights. We heard one of only two songs on the entire Christmas album that Tracy Thorne wrote herself. All the others are her takes on Christmas and non-Christmassy type of songs. What I love about that particular track, Joy, it is a full family affair. Tracy Thorne is joined by her husband, Ben Watt, also of Everything But the Girl, performing, playing all the instruments on the song, and then Tracy Thorne and Ben Watt's three children provide backup vocals for the song, Joy. It's just a beautiful, heartbreaking song, a heartwarming song. It just reminds you that every year, all we can do is celebrate and spread joy as best we can. And that's something I'm definitely going to continue doing into 2025. I am going to fiercely find joy wherever I may find it. Okay, let's keep things going with this annual holiday extravaganza. Where are we going to next? There is still a half hour left here on the program. I've got music coming up from indie folk rocker Carolyn Mark, My Brightest Diamond with a brand new holiday favorite, Judy Garland and Sarah McLachlan on the way as well. But up next, it is music from Quebecois singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright with her own holiday song here on Girly So Groovy.
Your family, and I'm alone.
is a song for the girl with two of everything. Calendar spins, sleigh bells ring.
Once it was a
family and snow. Now it's just my heart that's cold. Bloody Marys as we set up the tree. Each passing year, I need more and more, I fear. Twice as love, twice as high, twice as stars in the sky. It's a wonderful life, just wanna live it twice. Double booked from the start. All or nothing, never part. What do you get? The girl with two of everything. What do you get? The girl with two of everything.
Another musical act making their Girly So Groovy radio debut, and what an episode to do it. It's our annual holiday extravaganza. That's music right there from Sacramento indie pop project Sea of Bees with their take on Feliz Navidad. It was released in 2010 as an internet single, Feliz Navidad for Sea of Bees. There's just something so charming and cute and cozy about that version of Feliz Navidad. In the middle, it is West Coast alternative country folk rocker Carolyn Mark with her song. Well, this song, yes, okay, I've got the title. Song for the Girl with Two of Everything. I knew I was going to trip over the words just for the fact that it's such a long title, but it's such a tongue-in-cheek kind of title. Song for the Girl with Two of Everything. That comes from a compilation album we've already featured here on the show, a compilation album turning 20 years old this year. It's a Team Mint Xmas Volume 2. And then starting that set, it is music from Martha Wainwright with her song Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That comes from the Family Christmas Compilation Album. When I say Family Christmas Compilation Album, I mean the family that Martha Wainwright has grown up in. The McGarrigle Christmas Hour is the name of the album, featuring music from Kate and Anna McGarrigle, Rufus Wainwright, Martha Wainwright, and more. And it's just such... I don't know. There is just something so kind of sincere and vulnerable about that particular holiday track from Martha Wainwright. Well, friends, we are coming close to the end of this annual holiday extravaganza. We've got time for one more set. And this next song is what I call holiday adjacent. It is music from My Brightest Diamond. Let me tell you a quick background about this particular song. If you are not familiar with the Detroit area, every first weekend in December for 50 years now, Detroit hosts an event called Noel Night. Basically, for 50 years, it is a celebration of Detroit's cultural center. 2 years ago, My Brightest Diamond was asked to be part of Noel Night, and she did a free performance in a church in Midtown Detroit, and it was a gorgeous show. And for part of that, for Noel Night, My Brightest Diamond wrote a song, Have You Ever Seen an Angel in December? Again, holiday influenced, holiday adjacent. But what My Brightest Diamond did was she went on to include that particular track in her most recent album, Fight the Real Terror. And if you tuned in last week, you will know that that album made its way into our number 8 spot for best albums of 2024. So I thought this would be a fantastic way to merge the two shows, last week's top 10 list, this week's holiday extravaganza. Here is My Brightest Diamond with Have You Ever Seen an Angel in December here on Girly So Groovy's Holiday Extravaganza.
Have you ever seen an angel on a December night when the light of hope is all burned out? Have you ever seen an angel in January, May, or June? Did your horizon go tilted forever to stay askew?
kiss. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. If the fates allow, until
helping to put the holly and the jolly in your holidays. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. This has been our annual holiday extravaganza for 2024. Every year I try to make sure that I don't repeat any musicians that we featured in the year past, and I was able to do it again this year, and I'm proud that I'm able to do that. It's just a reminder that Girly So Groovy every week is not about algorithms, but rather it's about somebody sitting down, a music nerd sitting down and piecing together track by track song lists the way you would have in the 80s and 90s with mixtapes and mix CDs. That's how I approach the show every week. As part of our holiday extravaganza, we just heard music there from Sarah McLachlan. She has two holiday albums out. We heard White Christmas. That's from Sarah McLachlan's 2016 album, Wonderland. In the middle, it is American icon Judy Garland. Going back to the 1944 film Meet Me in St. Louis, that is Judy Garland performing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I tell you this every year that that is my absolute favorite Christmas carol. And that performance from Judy Garland is my absolute favorite for that song. It is, I believe, the closest that you can ever get to the sonic equivalent of a snow globe or Christmas card with that particular song, Judy Garland's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And then starting the set, it is music from Detroit artist My Brightest Diamond. Her latest album is called Fight the Real Terror. As part of that album, she included a song called Have You Ever Seen an Angel that she wrote and recorded 2 years ago for Detroit's very own holiday tradition, Noel Night. It's a holiday adjacent song, but I thought let's feature it. As I mentioned before going into that set, My Brightest Diamond with that new album Fight the Real Terror found her way into last week's episode here on Girly So Groovy when we counted down the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums of the year. She came in at number 8. If you're curious who else made the list or which albums made the honorable mention list, know that you can find that episode waiting for you online. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy, both ending with an IE. And you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy waiting for you to press play or pause, listen at your leisure. Mixcloud also offers a absolutely free app. You can take Girly So Groovy wherever you are headed over the holidays. Road tripping, take us with you. I would love to go with you. Also, too, don't forget, Girly So Groovy is on social media. You can find us on Facebook, again, Girly So Groovy, or Instagram at GSG Radio. With both of those, it is a fabulous way to stay in touch with the show all week long. Okay, I'm looking at the clock, and it is time to wrap up not just this episode, but the entire year. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 23 years, I cannot do this show without you. When I think about all the blessings I have over the holiday season, one of the blessings is that I've been able to put the show together for you for over 2 decades now, and you, the listener, keep tuning in. Whether you are listening on our Mixcloud page, one of the 2,500 plus listeners there, or perhaps you are listening on your favorite community or campus station. Girly So Groovy first broadcast in the Windsor and Detroit listening area at the University of Windsor on CJAM 99.1 FM in the summer of 2001. And we have continued going strong ever since then. And since then, Girly So Groovy is now syndicated across Canada and into the United States, again on perhaps this specific community or campus station. And I want to say a huge thank you to these stations for making time in their busy schedules to help me celebrate and amplify voices as part of Girly So Groovy week after week. So let's wrap up this episode. If you are a loyal listener of Girly So Groovy and this annual holiday extravaganza, maybe you know this, that every year I always close the show with Judy Garland's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. But if you allow me, I want to do something a little different this year. I'm going to close the show with a song that is in no way a holiday track, but it just makes sense to me. Earlier this year, I lost a dear friend very suddenly in a car accident. And it is grief that I'm working through all year long, but I'm getting there. And the day before losing this friend, one of our very last conversations we ever had was her asking about the radio show and giving me a request. And it was such a great request from the friend that I have. She wanted to hear 1970s folk rock singer-songwriter Melanie, and I honored that request earlier this year, and I want to do it again. It is the furthest from the holidays that I can get, yet somehow this closing song feels the closest I could get to the holidays. So just remember, carry the joy, carry the love, carry everything in your heart into 2025, and it will be a beautiful place. Here's Melanie here on Girly So Groovy. Thanks for tuning in.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay. For me. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I ride my bike, I roller skate. Don't drive no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far. For somebody who don't drive, I've been all around the world. Some people say
Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Nolan Hubbard's latest single, I Won't Lie, released November 22nd from his second EP and debut release under his new indie label, Kingsville Records. This five-track collection captures the artist's journey through self-discovery and relationships in his early 20s, showing a growth from his 2017 debut, Luminosity. Now 28, Hubbard describes this EP as the culmination of his evolving sound, blending soulful harmony, layered fingerstyle guitar, and genre-bending instrumentation. While rooted in pop folk, the record explores fresh influences like alternative, reggae, hip-hop, and country, balancing creative freedom with a clear pop sensibility. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream I Won't Lie on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm doing fine. Got messed up again. Stop seeing all my friends. All the stuck in my head. But the way someone said, I look like a mess. Now I know what they meant. Now I just need some rest. Probably meant me the best. Yeah, I've been on stupid long. You don't gotta worry what I'm working on. Those days are gone. Can't hear anybody tell me wrong. Think I just need a break. Put me on a boat in a big old lake. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good, no, I won't lie. I got the recipe. Wherever I'm cooking is a place to be. Not like obsessively, we'll have a good time on any street. But if you wanna ride with me, gotta find time for the comedy. Have the kind of attitude, a little bit of authenticity. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good, no, I won't lie.
A nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool jazz to help you relax after a long day. Again, that's Shed Progressions every Monday night at 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're not afraid to get a little funky.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Your You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Welcome to another edition of Folk Everything on CFRC. I'm Hugh, and I'm so glad to have you stopping by on this